Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Gary.
O-S-O-B. B-B-B. You ain't gonna get no presents.
What?
From Sean, Brad, or me.
Probably not.
I'm gonna look like an idiot and I'll start talking about
No, we'll start in a minute.
Personal stuff.
Yeah, so, what's going on personally, buddy?
Yeah, let's talk about that before we go on the air.
Yeah, let's just get it all out of your system, all your personal shit.
Most of it is just my car. I just can't get it fixed and I'd like to be able to drive it.
Fixed enough to get a...
Emissions? Are you still trying to fix it yourself? What are you doing? You grease monkeying it? What are you doing? Where are you taking it?
I've taken it to two different places.
Have you been to Firestone?
Why would I go to Firestone?
Well, because all they do is pass inspections all day long.
That's all they do.
What?
They look at a car and they go, okay, this is what we got to do to pass it.
Really?
I mean, obviously you've never been to Firestone.
It runs. He just wants the law to accept it.
It has to pass emissions. That's
The liberal agenda.
Man, I'm glad this isn't on the air because it's really boring.
Guys, happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Before we get to...
Wait, are we on the air? You guys...
We got you.
Switcheroony.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe some of our listeners out there will send me the millions of dollars that it will take to fix
listeners,
my car.
Please do.
Hey, guy that listens that time.
Hey,
hope you're a mechanic.
There's a mechanic out there who is... slightly less dishonest than every other mechanic on earth.
You don't want to know what I paid to get my car worked on today.
Today?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your car?
Front and rear brakes. I needed some rear differential fixed.
Yeah.
And 50,000 mile checkup.
What kind of coinage are you talking about?
Yeah, 645.
Whoa.
Wow.
What time I woke up this morning, too.
It's rough.
That's whoa.
Should have got up at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Logics.
That probably would have worked.
Before we get too into the podcast.
Okay, let's not get too far.
How many measures?
What did you want to say?
No, I got nothing.
You're so sleepy. He's sick. He's been sick
all
week. What
are you on, Benadryl?
He's on
NyQuil. The only time, man, I've been trying to just stay in bed, sit. I got out of bed to go to the show on Monday night, only because he told me there would be beautiful ladies.
Billups?
I was not lying.
There were
beautiful
ladies. They didn't stay until I was up on stage to know that I was
hilarious.
They're
beautiful and smart.
They got, ooh.
Hey.
Ouch.
Roasty.
I have enough pain, Mark. You don't need to.
Did you get my message that I wasn't going
to
be there, bro?
Mark was supposed to be there. He didn't come.
Did you get my message, though?
I did.
Well in advance?
Mark got
I did.
Indignant that he wasn't going to be on the show.
And then he dropped
the
ball.
Yeah. Way to go.
Well, I mean,
speaking of ball dropping.
Yeah.
Did you
just go through puberty?
Left one down?
Call me Times Square on New Year's Eve because I dropped a ball.
Yeah.
Huge time.
Okay.
Yesterday. Friend of the show, producer of the show, Chad Ryden.
Producer.
Executive producer.
Godfather of the show.
Chad Ryden.
Yeah.
And friend of the show, Joel T. Wilson, and I are going to the Colbert Daily Show thing in D.C.
Yeah.
We're going to Jackson.
Something to restore sanity.
We're going to Jackson Friday night. Then we're going straight to D.C. to do that thing we're taking.
You can't get there from there.
We're going to drive, though. Anyway, we're supposed to have a meeting to figure out how you're going to get there from there. No, he's right. That's what we wanted to talk about. How are we going to do this? How are we going to get this together? And I said, listen. I got Hannah tonight, but why don't we meet at my house around 7? Come on over. Guess who wasn't fucking home at 7?
Chad Ryden.
Brad.
What?
Yeah.
Irresponsibility.
Jill called and was like, will you let my dogs out? And I was like, sure. Went over and let the dogs out. And then Hannah and I started watching TV, sat down, this and that. Anyway, next thing I knew, it was like 9 o'clock. I fucking blew it. I want to go out and just say, Chad.
Sorry,
I know
Chad.
You're the one who's listening to this and is going to fix Sean's car. I'm so sorry. He hasn't answered my calls. I've called him.
Car.
He hasn't called me back. He's probably mad at me. I don't blame him. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm more sorry to him than I am to Joel. Joel, though, took it pretty hard. Joel took it like when I talked to him, he's like.
So why do you have to meet to talk about how to get somewhere? I mean, it couldn't be done with an email.
It could have been done with an email. It was just sort of a, hey, why don't we just get together or whatever.
Oh, you like spending time with those guys.
I like them. I wanted to hang out. It was fine. The point of it was, is I bitch so much when people do that to me. And people do that to me.
A lot.
Right. And then I do it.
By people, he means women.
Yeah. Boy, women do it a lot.
By women, he means his family members.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
His mom's.
So I fucked up. So I'm sorry. I got a mom. Yeah, she's not dead. Lucky for you. Lucky for that joke.
Wow, man. You got lucky.
I would get my butt whooped.
Yeah. How was your week, Mark?
Good week here, guys. Yeah. Wow.
Been doing a lot of stuff.
Play a little poker Friday night.
Mm.
Yeah. And
are you up?
I'm up. I finished up. Yeah.
Well, may I ask,
were you up
kind of
6:45?
I was down about $60 until 1 a.m. Started playing about 9. Just kept losing.
You need to win about 700 break even on this car.
Well, yeah, no.
Exactly.
Deal.
I only was finished up about 30 or 40 bucks by the end of the night. Well, 40 because a guy owed me 10.
Every little bit counts. You can use that for your new used music business you started.
I am doing a Craigslist business. I sold a vocal processor.
Yeah.
Took the proceeds. Kept 20 bucks.
Rolled that over.
I got this headphone amp.
Yeah.
And this MIDI controller.
You're into the show. He's investing into the show because this headphone thing is.
We're gonna use it one time.
Yeah, basically, so I can hear.
Yeah. Well, I guess
Sean doesn't need it.
If Sean doesn't need it, I guess I really don't need it because we both have headphones now.
I can hear your voices in the
room. I'm gonna sell this on eBay.
I can just
sell
hear
it.
Him.
More money.
Yeah.
You just hear.
I'll get $25 for it
regularly.
Yeah.
And then I'll sell this. I'll get like $25-$30 for this.
Yeah. For the keyboard.
You gave me that. I'll get like $25-$30 for that.
You know what? I don't even know what that is.
It's an S100 Digitech, if you're listening. I still have it in my inventory.
Yeah, so all you fans.
It's got some good delay. Yeah.
If anyone wants to trade some car fixing for a S100
delay.
Headphone delay. Jack. Sean, how was your week?
I don't know.
God, this
it's
is
been
the
sick
worst
all week.
Depressing podcast I've ever listened to.
Well, Sean's sick.
I'm
hey, let me ask you this.
All of my everything. Don't ask me anything about myself.
Let's just sit here in silence for a few minutes.
I'll just talk to Mark. Mark.
Yes, sir.
Just talk to Mark.
Is it weird to have a friend shave your neck?
No.
Because I've this girl at work.
Oh, if it's a girl?
Yeah.
Of course not.
I was like, hey, shave my neck. She's like, yeah, okay. But she sort of was like, it's not like shaving my back or anything weird. My balls, just like shave my neck.
What is her background in cosmetology? I mean, does she have any kind of... she ever manhandle a 3-clipper? I mean, what is
you
her...
You know what? I don't have any information. I was just trusting her that she could do an even line. I just didn't want to have to go sit and do fucking sports clips for an hour.
I need a haircut so bad.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sean has shaved my neck.
Susan does mine all the time.
Yeah. Corey shaved my neck.
I'm
Hannah shaved my neck. I mean, people, you know, it's just... Is there a... What level of friendship, I'm guessing, I'm saying, you know, like, you wouldn't want a stranger, but...
Wife?
A stranger would do it.
But yeah, but you have to be that close, like your best buddy or your wife or something, to shave your neck?
Actually, it's the closer you are, probably the weirder it is. I'd rather do it to strangers.
I think a barber will... Well, yeah.
You don't really know your barber.
It's not like clean
my teeth.
How much
would you be willing to do to a stranger for $13 at Sports Clips?
Yeah, good point.
Sometimes they'll, like, shave my ears for me. When you get to my age, you get ear hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they'll buzz my ears.
Really? When I worked at the...
Do they do the inside?
No, just the tips.
Do they do your nose?
I worked at a salon.
I had a guy do that to me one time.
Do they get your eyebrows?
I had a guy do that to me.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask him.
I worked at a salon and...
he just did it.
Did they give you a massage? I got my hair cut once and the guy had
a massager machine. Yeah, and it was a shit massage.
He did that to me too.
And I was like, this is maybe too much.
Anyway, ten minutes ago, I worked at a salon, and when they would cut my hair, it was like, I was like, the what?
Man, did you get your taint manicured?
Oh, guys, we're having three different conversations, and they're all stupid.
Sean, I worked at a salon 10 minutes ago.
Taint misbehavior.
Just forget it. Anyway.
Taint that a shame.
The woman I worked for,
iTunes again.
As a massage there, and part of the thing was... We all traded stuff or whatever, and she would cut my hair.
Oh.
And she would, without me asking, shave like extra eyebrows off or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's almost rude in a way, you know, just to.
Sounds like something poor people would do.
I guess so.
I used to have a.
Why?
he's calling me poor, and I can't refute it. I can't argue.
Just kidding. Bartering for like, you know, basic necessities.
We weren't bartering.
I thought
you were
saying specifically eyebrow shaving.
No.
Sounds like poor people.
No, we all worked together. I was the massage therapist. Yeah. She did the hair.
No, I know.
And I would give her massages and she would do the things. It, sort of like, you know.
What about this? What if you're... I used to carpool with this lady from Murfreesboro. Lady, girl, young woman. And beautiful.
And she'd give you handjobs.
Where's she at?
We wish, right? No. Nothing. Very appropriate.
Where's she at right now?
She's in Hong Kong right now.
Oh, man.
She lives in Hong Kong. I would just be driving and she would fix my eyebrows. Like, she'd just reach over and start straightening my eyebrows out with her hand.
Oh, God. That probably give you goosebumps.
Weird. Mm. I'm like, what are you doing?
Did you chop her hand away?
No. Yeah, I was like, stop it.
I am a married man.
Stop it.
Were you married at the time?
Yeah. I mean, she was nothing inappropriate.
Oh, man. I hope your wife doesn't hear this.
She knows I used to carpool with her.
She doesn't listen to this. If your wife's listening
to
this, she's
trying to get caught up. She's on episode 13 of Mangy Dog. And she's I've probably done 300 podcasts that my wife has never heard.
That's for the best.
She'll hear it when she comes home.
Babe, give me a brow job. I've been browbeaten all day.
Yeah, really good.
Are you? This is almost brow. Halloween times.
Brow
Edwards.
Hey, can you give her the old brown eye?
I like that. I like that band. Brow, wow, wow.
If you call somebody a brow, that seems like a racial insult. Man, dude, like you're such a brow.
You wanted to call them bro, and then you tried to change it to something. Hey, brow.
Brow.
Charlie Brown.
In Germany.
So it's the time of year when Bell Witch comes out.
Bell Witch.
It's Halloween.
Bell Witch.
Is that in Tennessee, right?
I think hit my mom calling.
Let me tell you something. When I was a little boy,
yeah,
we lived out in Nolansville.
Yeah.
Nolansville, Tennessee.
You had a dog.
We had a dog. You're right. Across the street, we had a neighbor. Next door, we had a neighbor. Not much else. So we did not go trick-or-treating when I was a boy. So what we would do was my mom quit making faces when I look the other way. God damn it. You know what? Are we going to do this thing or what?
You guys want to start over?
Let's start over. Sean, we were kidding about kidding. We haven't been recording.
Oh, you haven't been recording?
No, just trying to get to know each other a little better.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday,
hey,
Gary.
Hey, Gary's.
Hey, guys. I was telling you the other day.
It's almost Halloween, right?
Almost.
You didn't have any neighbors. You didn't go trick-or-treating. You had a dog.
Oh, just fucking forget it. My mom would put candy in a paper bag and put it on the porch and say, the Bell Witch came and brought you candy. Like the Easter Bunny or something.
That's kind of traumatizing.
Because we didn't get to go trick-or-treating. So when I was little, I thought that's what happened on Halloween. So I would go to school. It was like, did the Bell Witch come to your house? People would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I would... and I thought that's what Halloween was.
Why didn't you get to go trick-or-treating? Because there were no neighbors. Oh, there was no one around.
There was one across the street, one next door. And then it was like miles either way. They could have put us in a car and driven us to a neighborhood.
What about a horse and a buggy?
But that would have taken effort. And so they used creativity instead. And I thought, like, I remember one year I dressed up as the Halloween bag because I, like, the paper bag.
That was your tradition that nobody else knew about.
Yes, I had, like, a paper bag on my head and, like, paper bag shirt. And I was
the Bell Witch bag.
No one knew anything. I was like, I'm the Halloween paper bag, Bell Witch paper bag.
Guys, you don't.
There's not enough therapy for you. There's not enough therapy that will get you back. No wonder this is explaining a lot.
But since we're on the subject, let's cook up some wacky.
Let's cook up a batch.
Halloween
right off the top
costume ideas right off the top of our heads.
Oh crap!
You guys may have been told to come up with wacky.
I have two.
Go ahead. What's your Halloween?
First of all, this is important.
Let's save marks because they're going to be funny.
Yeah,
that was your worst Halloween costume. What was your worst Halloween costume? That was your worst Halloween costume.
No,
right?
That was a pretty good one.
That was one of the good ones.
You know what? I never had
it. Billy Mays last year, and everybody.
Yeah, Billy Mays was fantastic.
I never had really good Halloween costumes. Really? I was store bought guy.
Nothing special,
really?
Creative.
I was mask and
I made most of my Halloween costumes.
Yeah,
and
I was a three-legged guy.
Most of them looked dumb.
I would just, I just bought it from the store.
Yeah.
My friend had all the awesome masks. Like, his parents would go buy him a $50 mask.
Whoa. You never made anything? You never, like, made a cardboard robot?
Oh, I was a robot one year.
My God, I was hoping so.
It was an awesome robot, too. Yeah, it was so cool. Yeah, I think I was in
robots
fifth grade.
And take control.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe, I haven't thought about this in years, but it was one of these. And nobody knew who I was.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it had the face up here, but my eyes peered out through the chest.
Fuck yeah.
And everybody was like trying to talk to me through the head, and they didn't know my head was
Whoa.
In the chest. So they just thought I was like this real big kid.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, it was so awesome, man.
That's an awesome.
It was two cardboard boxes and a bunch of crayons.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's
awesome.
Oh, I think I did picture.
Make it's stuff. That's a great costume.
I made a leg. I like a broomstick, and I took an old pair of pants, cut a leg off, stuffed it with the other clothes, and put a shoe on it. Three-legged guy. And I had like a trench coat, so it was like, you know, I would hold it with my hand and kind of move it like, you know. Well, yeah, I guess no one at home can see, but it was a big hit. People were like, well, it's a big hit.
I want to be Halloween now. I used to hate Halloween. I forgot about my robot.
You guys want to dress up as robots for Halloween?
What was your worst one, Sean?
Worst one?
A wolf?
I don't know what my worst one was.
A man?
Last year I went as David Lynch.
He was David Lynch. I just thought you were handsome.
When the kids came to our door, they were like, are you James Dean?
Yeah, they kept like, are you a calendar model? Yeah, no. It's like, no, I'm a weird director.
Are you a concierge?
Yeah. It was something.
Wow.
Is that a real thing?
That's at the kind of restaurants that you go to with your fancy. You still haven't gone to City House, have you?
No, I'm not going there.
God damn it. Man. I'm so mad at you.
I'll go to IHOP.
You have all the money. You should be able to take advantage.
That's why I have money. I go eat cheap.
I know, but...
Let me ask you this.
But sometimes... Cheap eats. To prove to your wife that you sort of still love her, you should just...
She's not impressed
by
that.
Where do you eat?
Why don't you go to City House? Where we go the most is Baja Burrito.
Baja Burrito. Let me ask you this question. So that's not a place where you have waiter.
No, you go through a line and they make you a burrito and you sit down.
Do you get like a usual? Do you always get the same thing when you go somewhere?
I'm like that.
I'm like that too. I was thinking about that. Like, I'm adventurous as far as I'll have Chinese this night. I'll go have Indian this. But when I go to the Chinese place, I always get the exact same shit.
Yeah, we go to Famous Dave's a lot in Smyrna.
And what do you get? What's your usual?
Well, I walk into the bar and a guy just pours a Bud Light. Without even talking to him.
Okay, because it's closed now, but there's a place called Ming's, and I would go in and I would get...
In
Cool Springs.
Worst buffet ever.
Crab meat. Well, no, not Ming's. Before Ming's, Peking Palace. Same people owned it.
Oh, yeah, over by Target.
Target.
Oh, that was so good.
It was all the stuff they had at Ming's, but it was like made. Peking Palace. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's really good.
I would go in Peking Palace, I would get crab meat wontons every time. To where they saw me come in, they would just bring me... Wontons. And it was cool in a way because it's like, hey, everybody knows what I like. But then I sometimes like, well, I kind of want to try the spare ribs today. But they already brought me the fucking wontons. So now, I don't know.
I had to do that at Starbucks. I had to switch up my drinks because they would just make me the same thing when they saw me coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's cool to be known, but
that's what we do.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't want to maybe change your shit.
I like to branch. I'm a brancher.
Depends where I am. Like, usually I'll eat... If I'm going to City House, I'll try new things because I know that everything there is delicious.
He likes fancy food.
Yeah, if I go to a nice restaurant that I've been to before, I'll try and get something different.
But if I'm going to McDonald's,
if it's a lunch,
let's say
a hamburger, I'm going to get a spicy chicken sandwich.
I'll get a Big Mac just so Sean can watch me eat it.
Have you seen his?
What does he do?
Can we link to a video of this? It's like heaven.
The way he eats it?
Watching him eat a Big Mac.
How is that?
It's ingenious.
Do you have a way to do it?
I can't share that.
A thing.
He's mad at you for bringing this up.
No, I brought
this
it up.
This is why you. We no. could. What? I want to see it now.
We got to go right. McDonald's sometime.
Not tonight, though. I don't think I'm feeling.
Was that what you order? Is that your McDonald's food?
Yeah, I like a Big Mac. I don't really eat there at lunch that much.
No, I'll get.
I haven't been. Sean and I went in the summer. That was the last time I think I went.
Yes. Let's say the three of us got in a car. We went to Red Lobster.
He even drank a soda. I saw him drink a soda.
I did have a soda. That's probably the last time I had. No, well, without alcohol.
That's like.
No, I went somewhere and had a soda.
That would be like me
having a beer.
Yeah.
I just don't do soda.
Yeah.
I don't think I drank the whole thing. I took a couple sips. And it was too acidy. Because I don't really drink a lot of soda.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What if we were all at Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
What would you get? Let's pretend.
A dip cone.
Dip cone. That's what I fucking do. I get a small dip cone. Is that where the ice cream's still warm and melty, and I can bite it, eat it, then go back for another one?
Oh, see,
because you get one big dip cone, and you got like a fucking melted mess of shit.
Oh, I get a dip cone, and I get a cup.
Sometimes I'll get a peanut butter parfait.
Oh, parfait!
God damn it!
I want.
Hey, wait, we forgot to do these things we made up off the top of our head.
Sean, you had a good one.
All right, Halloween costume. We're back to guys at home. Sean,
this is. This is my costume idea.
Okay.
It's Big Larry Bird.
Okay.
It's Big Bird, but he's wearing a Larry Bird jersey.
I love it.
And
no pants.
Yeah.
Big Larry Bird.
Very few people remember
Big Larry Bird,
despite the fact.
I like it.
Was he the last great white basketball player?
He's the only. No. He was the only.
What
great.
About Dirk Nowitzki, mm-hmm. Steve Nash?
Yeah, Raging
You're
Bull.
Right. You're right.
It's Stevie Wonder Woman. It's a African American woman. Looks like Whoopi Goldberg with just a cane that makes you tell the truth. And yeah.
And
that's what I got.
And the, her her spaceship is invisible because she can't see it.
Right. It's so. Invisible. Everything's invisible to her.
I like that.
What do you What do you got?
What about Aqua Velva Man?
Yeah.
He's like Aquaman, but he can communicate with every kind of cologne and make cologne do stuff.
Well,
communicates with cologne.
Sean, I...
That'd be a good skill, because it could be like on a guy's...
Burn his face, burn his face.
I heard Sean talking about Harry Houdini. That seems pretty normal.
Yeah.
But is it?
I don't remember. Oh, well, I almost forgot. Yeah, well, it's Harry Houdini, except it's the rap group Houdini. They do magic. And if you punch them in the stomach, they die.
I see. I was going to have a great big like Sasquatch outfit with handcuffs on and a straitjacket and be Harry and the Hendersons Houdini.
Oh.
And... And then I dress up like a cardboard robot.
Hey, I was going to be Ted Danson.
Yeah?
Not the actor, just a guy named Ted, and I just dance around the whole time. Just like, who are you? I'm Ted Danson.
That's really good.
Man.
What else?
I don't remember.
Well,
let's make one
we
up.
We should go as a couple. I could dress up as a superhero who...
And you could be a damsel in distress.
Who carries tubs around.
Mm-hmm.
I could throw tubs at people.
Yeah, you could
they
be
call
Tub
me
Man.
Tub Man, yeah. And you could be...
And I could be your wife, Harriet Tubman.
And I'll be Steve.
Steve Tubman.
Yeah. I'm gonna dress up like a bush.
Yeah.
With a pig snout. And carry around some tater tots. Yeah. And be Sonic the Hedgehog. We did it. Is there any more?
I don't know, but let's make one up.
I could be.
Let's like really make one up.
I'm gonna be a. I'm gonna be a drunk ragdoll that writes shitty novels. Raggedy Ann Rice.
Whoa! Oh, wow!
And every time
he really did make that. It was
everybody.
He wrote that earlier.
I did write that down.
I'm gonna be dressed up like a beagle, but I'll rap.
Well, who would you be?
I have no idea.
Dr. Dre.
He got you.
I thought you were gonna be Snoop Doggy Dogg.
No, that's a game we do.
I'm gonna be all green with like a handlebar blonde mustache and camouflage. And I'll be the incredible Hulk Hogan's heroes.
That was a great laugh.
I wish you people at home could see. Are there any more? Can we talk about that stuff? That's about as funny as I get.
I think.
Yeah,
we can't do any better.
We did
than
a
that.
Really great job.
We can't get any
Thanks.
Funnier than that.
Good show, everybody.
Is anybody doing? Are you doing anything for Halloween? I got no plans. I wish I did.
I don't know. I might
when
go
is Halloween?
See Rocky Horror.
Sunday.
It's Sunday.
No,
don't
football.
Go, don't go see Rocky
Horror. I gotta go to that.
Let's do the. Let's not do the time warp again.
I gotta go to Jackson Friday, yeah. DC Saturday, and be
you
back.
It can't
on
be
Sunday.
Done. You can't.
If we're going to go all night, buddy.
So you're going to leave there at like 11:30 at night.
Yeah, and the thing is, Chad's the headliner, so we have to wait till the end of the show before we can leave.
Oh,
and then
man.
We have to come back to Nashville to drop Sean off, and then we start.
Well, you have to come back that way. Don't
you? Yeah, you have to go down 40 anyway.
Well, no, I mean, it, like, it's a pain in the ass. I'm just saying that. Like,
so at 2 in the morning, you're going to be, okay, let's go to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And be there by 2 tomorrow afternoon.
We're hoping. That's all we can
like,
do, man.
When it's halfway over.
You know what? I don't need your discouraging
I'm sorry,
rationale. Attitude.
I'm sorry nobody thought this through yet.
No, it's been thought through. It's just what can you do? That's life sometimes, man.
No, I mean, you guys do it. I mean, I would have no interest in doing it.
Well, I would, you know.
It sounds horrible. It sounds like self-inflicted pain.
Yeah, I mean, now it does. Now you say it all. Like, I wasn't going to put, well, that's a good thing I missed the meeting, huh? Because I'd have been depressed.
Yeah, that would have been really depressing.
It just sounds bad. I mean, I barely want to drive out to Jackson Saturday and come home Saturday night.
Well,
Washington, D.C.
What happened? What?
The best thing that happened to me all week.
What?
Like, maybe Friday or maybe Thursday, a while ago, I bought some Pringles.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I've been sick, so I really haven't. I've eaten at work, and I've just been eating out mostly because I didn't want to make any food. And then I open up the pantry. Pringles.
That's like three meals.
I'd forgotten all about them.
You know what I saw in the freezer?
It's like I left myself a time capsule. Delicious.
It's like when you hide a secret 20 in your wallet.
Yeah.
And
you find had that much
later.
Money.
Oh, man. Hypothetically.
It's like when you put $1,000 in a envelope.
He's got Ben and Jerry's in the freezer. I'll tell you that much right now.
Yeah, Not anymore. That brings me up to another point.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about getting fat. Should I get fat?
Yes, it's great.
Let's all just get fucking fat.
How's it
worked out?
Being healthy has been terrible for me.
How much effort do you put into being healthy?
A lot.
It's dumb.
And what are your benefits? What are the payoffs?
So far, none.
None.
Look at this, and look at me. Look how happy I am.
Look how happy he is.
I'm like.
Should I get a wife first, and then?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I was thin when I got married.
How do I find a wife?
Well, what you do is take your standards and just chop them up with a knife. Just no standards.
I've been doing that.
Just find the first crack whore you can and say,
"Listen."
He really does actually do that.
I've been dating women.
When's the last time you slapped a woman the day you met her?
I never.
That's why you're not married.
I treat them with respect.
That's your problem.
Stupid.
That is my big problem.
What time are we?
Yeah, we're already
802 measures.
You know. I don't mean to be dragging the show along or anything like that, but
26 minutes, we're good, guys.
Should we have something at the end of the show where we talk about like what gigs we have coming up or something? Like organize this
a
little bit?
I guess so.
If
you want to do some plugs.
I have coming up is we'll be done by the time anyone heard this.
Oh, really?
I got like three.
No, that's not true. I got Ultimate Comedy.
You got Ultimate Comedy November 11th.
Yeah. We're going to do this at the end of the show, aren't we?
No, I'm saying if we had like some kind of little...
Why are you trying to put rules on it, Sean? Because we're just trying to have a good time.
I think it's...
Jeez. Said.
Well, you guys want to just fuck it? Do which is better?
Do we have anything else to talk about? Sean's going to get fat.
I was going to talk about how they had...
Find someone...
Ben and Jerry's had creme brulee ice cream and now you can't get any more and it goes into my category of shit that I love that they make for a week and then they quit making.
Why can't you get any more?
It was a fucking limited batch.
Oh, a novelty.
Yeah. Limited batch.
Aren't all like ice creams novelties?
You know who dropped the ball, Mark?
Well, everything.
Speaking of people who should have loved me.
Dr. J?
Who dropped the ball?
Carly Jones.
Oh, he did get a ball dropped on him.
How that happened?
Because she's got a vagina, and then they make promises.
Oh, did you ask her out on a date?
Yeah.
And she said no.
No, she didn't say
no. I don't
no.
think she knew. Did she know you were asking her out on
no
a date?
She said no afterwards.
If she said yes, then she dropped
when
the ball.
When she realized it was just the two of you?
No.
She stood you up?
No, she just said, oh, I got the things that
she know it was a date? Like,
I don't fucking know.
How would she feel if we were talking about her on the podcast?
She,
I hope she feels bad.
She won't listen to this podcast.
She might. She's a big fan of mine.
No, she isn't.
You kidding
Everybody
me?
Everybody is. What are you kidding?
You kidding me?
I mean,
all the gigs I did at Bongo, she was at every single one of them.
He's right.
Well, why don't you convince her to be in love with me then if she loves you so much then, Mark?
Hey, guys.
Jeez.
There's gotta have my back. Here. What are you doing?
I tried to tell her.
You know what?
You're supposed to help me, Mark. You're supposed to help me, Mark.
I want you.
We'll help.
I've been warm all day. Is it warm in here?
Yeah, I opened a window.
And you're dying.
I opened a window.
Do I have fever?
You got a long sleeve shirt on. That's probably not assisting. What is it, a 3/4? What do we got there?
It's long. I have long arms, so I always roll them up. So
I don't think you have long arms. I think they're just the right amount.
I wouldn't say those
no,
are
but
long
look
arms.
How
you got a short sleeve.
It's not a short. It's a long sleeve shirt.
It's I don't know
be
what
long,
that is.
As long as my arms.
I think if you were on that Da Vinci man in a circle and a square thing,
you'd be perfect.
Your arms would hang off like a gorilla because you got really
I'm
long
a,
arms.
A perfect man.
Yeah, I think you could be.
I was saying that.
That's what I keep trying to tell.
I mean, don't ask
myself.
Carla.
Yeah, don't talk to Carla.
About? Don't ask to Carla from Cheers because she won't.
Oh, man, she's...
Don't ask Carla Rhodes.
She
lost her parrot.
What?
Carla Rhodes lost her parrot. You should go show up.
You could be the Sean Parrot.
I would do that.
I don't know what's happening. This is like...
I don't know.
There's a disjointed, guys.
Let's get on
the same page.
It's Mark and Unson's fault mostly.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's mostly
you're supposed to be the glue here.
I'm supposed to be the glue. Your podcast. I'm not gluing. This is my podcast. Yeah. These are my chairs. Did I tell you I got these chairs from work?
Like what'd you pay for them?
They're like $15,000 chairs, and I got them for nothing.
$15,000. Wow.
They paid me to
take
them.
These seem pretty shitty for $15,000 chairs.
They may seem that way. I traded somebody the keyboard
for
them.
Now they got some of my back sweat on them.
You guys want
to buy
anything?
Are you sweating? Are you that hot?
It's warm in here.
You've got a fever. He's
I got a fan on and a window open. What do you want? 60 degrees out.
I got a fever. Listen. All right. You know what's going to bring us back together?
No.
Which is better?
Yeah.
Let's do it. No.
Which is better?
Let's be positive.
Guys.
Which is better?
Wedgie.
I want to first say that we had a suggestion from Lee Pendarvis.
Ooh.
Oh,
Lee
our
Pendarvis,
big fan.
Fan of the show.
Thanks, Lee. We thank
he
you.
He said, what would be better, the Beatles Imagine or Two Live Crews? We want some pussy.
Isn't it John Lennon's Imagine?
He's an idiot. Don't tell him anything. God, Lee, man. You're not an idiot, and I may have misquoted
why would
you.
Why would you say the Beatles?
Two Live Crew, I think that's face down, ass up. That's really the
well, I took it to,
quintessential
yeah,
song.
Yeah,
right?
he was making a joke, but I took it to mean which is better, black people versus white people.
Oh, really?
And I was
didn't
like,
can we do this?
No, we don't need to do it. God already did it, and we know the answer. I thought, well, we shouldn't.
Wow.
No, they win.
Better at what? I mean,
they got bigger dick.
Yeah, they're yeah,
we got everything
go
else.
To jail than we are.
Well, theoretically, Sean, there are more white people locked up than black people by numbers, but percentage of the population, it is more black people.
So yeah. They're better at it.
It's a social economical situation. It's nothing to do.
Yeah.
But I thought that's too hot for
is
TV.
Is it socioeconomic that they always try to walk in front of my car at night? Is that socioeconomic as well?
Yeah, because you chose to live there.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. We're
no, it's
in
my,
which.
It's my socioeconomic.
We're in which is better.
And we're bullshitting
and I,
about something else.
And I, no.
What?
I remembered Sean was asked me about a saying.
What is it?
Throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was trying to whisper at you earlier.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I thought you had
Brad
to pee.
Got mad.
That's okay.
Should we start over the whole podcast?
No, we'll just play the theme song again.
Okay. Okay, in the old days, everyone would take a bath at the same time. And it would start off, well, not the same, day. And the oldest kid would go, take a bath, get out, then the next kid, then the next kid, and then the baby, they'd watch the baby, and it was so dirty that you might not see the baby, and they're so like, well, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, because you couldn't see the baby in the dirty bathtub.
I disagree. I don't think
that's
what that means.
Exactly where it came from, and if you want to fight
you
about
make
it.
That up?
How could I make something up that good?
I think it means.
You make a lot of good things
up. Guys, I'm so great.
I think
are,
it means.
Are you making up
the
things?
If the bathwater is shitty.
Who took a shit in the bathtub?
You throw it out.
Yeah, but don't throw out the baby
throw
with
out
it.
The baby with it. Because the baby's. It's like when somebody's like, Sean can't get his emissions done. So he just says,
just
fuck it.
Throw
I'm,
your car
I'm
off
throwing
a cliff.
My car off a cliff.
Well, don't
throw
the baby out.
The baby off with the car in the cliff, in the water, in the bath.
Don't
but
do
what,
it.
What do I know?
Remember that lady who drowned
better?
Her kids in
which
a car and
better?
Blamed it on a black guy?
Yeah. That was a great idea. How did she ever get caught?
Yeah, it didn't work. The last eight people who did it didn't work out, but yeah.
Describe the perp. He was a 6-foot-tall black man.
Yep, sounds plausible to me.
We can find that guy, yeah.
Because they're always running
around.
Sounds
guilty.
They're always running around kidnapping two kids.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Yeah, that's... they're like, wait, we know for one fact about black people and kids.
You know how they found out that the it wasn't a black guy? The kids still had their wallets on them. Cha-cha-cha!
Let's play the theme music again. Do
which is better?
Which is better? Which is better?
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
Which is better?
I don't know.
Which is better?
Let's find out now! Which is better? Fact? Versus fiction.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Breaking
news.
Oh.
Live.
Which is better, guys?
Oh, man.
What would you say?
Gosh. You can't make this up.
It's.
I tend.
Oh man, it's hard.
Well, it's a hard one. The hard one.
I feel like I spend most of my world inside of. I spend most of my time inside of fiction.
Yeah.
Like I watch movies, or I'll make up fake stories, or.
Oh, that's a good
But what about when you're at work? The fact you're dealing with reality.
Yeah.
I don't like being at work.
I love movies. That's a fact.
Whoa.
I'm a Cinemark maniac.
What the fuck is that? That's awesome. Mark's awesome all day. That's
we don't have
fact.
Cinemark out here, do we? That's in Texas.
All day or
a day. I thought that was something like you called Mark watching a movie time.
Cinemark time.
It was they had a Front Row Joe does a song.
You get out a cinnamon bun. Front Row Joe and Cinemark Cinema.
Yeah, Front Row Joe. He's
what are you talking about?
He's like the little character before the movie starts.
Is he Let's Go Down the Lobby guy?
Yeah.
What is he in the shape of?
He's like a tiger, but dressed.
A tiger?
A dressed tiger? What does that got to do with that movie?
Is he like Tony?
Like a thinner. No, maybe not a tiger. Maybe some kind of cougar.
What?
Like an old lady?
Front Row Joe. You don't know Front Row Joe?
How would he describe
I love movies. That's a fact. I'm a Cinemark maniac.
Well.
Fresh and... treats and fun eats and
I'd say that the words truth and lie, those are too strong, so I didn't want to do that.
Fact
and fiction, because the word lie has kind of this negative vibe to it, and truth has this sort of, you know,
it's
higher
noble.
But noble, right?
So noble.
Yeah. And
I spoke the truth no matter what.
True.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
But lies are underrated. Lies get a bad rap because they're, you know, we all know as we're grown that sometimes it is better.
You
to
have
lie to. Somebody.
It's almost always better to lie.
That's a lie.
You're a liar.
Lie, lie, lie. You lie about the things that you lie about.
Lie, lie, lie,
lie, lie, lie, lie.
My whole existence is taking facts and just distorting them slightly. That's all I do.
Yeah, that's all we all do.
That's all. Well,
you're a businessman. That's your entire job, right?
Job. That's what I do here.
I know. That's what you do all
the
time.
That's what I do. Yeah, just take.
That's certainly what
you
get paid for.
That's his fact and his fiction. Which is more useful? Fact or fiction?
Facts are more useful.
Really?
What?
Hey, what are you gonna do with a picture of a dragon? Nothing. What can you do with a gun? I can shoot you in the face is what I can do with it.
Well, but no, can, that, that's a, that's
the
a
thing
good...
is,
you dumb redskin.
I can tell you that I'm going to shoot you, and it's just as useful as me shooting you.
It's better to have the facts of how to fix your car.
Sean's making a lot of fiction.
But the fiction of, like, lying, tricking Carly into loving you. Do you know what I mean? Like, because that would take fiction or fantasy or whatever. That would take a...
It'd be a pretty elaborate scheme.
Yeah, but you couldn't get that done with facts.
No.
But you couldn't get the car fixed with fiction.
Yeah, that's true.
See what I'm saying?
Well, I guess it depends on your perspective.
It does, but...
Sean, you need to live a life of lies to find happiness.
I try to lie to people as much as I can, but
that's
apparently
a lie.
I'm not lying enough.
You're a liar.
What I really need to start doing is lying to myself.
That would be the best. What makes you happier? Fact or fiction?
Oh, facts suck.
Yeah, facts are
depressing.
I mean, cupcakes are facts, and those make me really happy.
Yeah. Well, facts make you feel a little happier because it's a fact, you know? Like, you know, my mama loves me. That's a fact. I know that. That's good.
My mom loves me, too.
Like, you know,
My mom loves you, Mark Nelson.
She's a nice lady.
She is a nice lady.
She's pretty good.
I like her.
I don't know her, but
she's coming to Thanksgiving.
I'll see her.
Like, you were watching Wall-E. Wall-E made you happy.
Oh, man, Wall-E.
But it's fiction.
That's not a true story.
But it's not. But
it's
can
about,
it make you as
it's
happy?
It's about something true.
It's
like
gonna happen.
Love between two.
Right, but it's fiction about
it's
love.
It's gonna happen in the future, though.
Yeah, but.
I mean, it's gonna, it's bound, it's gotta happen.
I hope so.
Yeah, you're bound to love a robot.
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah. Robot run, take control. No control of your butthole.
Man, robots are gay.
Man, oh man. Who knew? Who knew?
Why is your impression of my voice is also your Mr. Tomato voice? Mr. Tomato.
I don't feel good today. I need to get my car fixed.
Which is stranger, fact or fiction?
Whoa. Truth is stranger than fiction.
That's what they say.
There's a Bad Religion song about it, so it must be true.
Isn't there an Elvis Costello song about it, too?
I think there's an Everybody song about that.
Really?
That could be a fiction.
I don't know. Whoa.
Addiction to fiction.
This is like insane. Are you going, like, outside?
Don't take me to next level, man. I'm barely in the world.
You're doing meta. This is better.
Wait for the kick.
Oh, man.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Truth.
Except for Naked Lunch. That was a fucking...
Naked Lunch.
That was strange.
Well, Naked Lunch is like people flying around butt-fucking each other. And
what?
Lasers and chainsaws and...
How do we keep getting back on Naked Lunch?
Really?
It's a go-to weird thing.
It's because of my relationship with Peter Weller.
You know, if you want to call it a relationship.
Do you have a relationship with Peter Weller?
Don't get him
started. Went to the same college.
Could you... Get me to
here we go.
How did you not talk about that when we talked about RoboCop?
I did talk about it.
Did you?
Did you?
I didn't.
No,
know.
You
did. He's older than me.
I think he's making up. I think he's making meatballs.
Peter Weller really went to University of North Texas.
Wow.
Are you messing with us?
No, it's truth. It was a big deal when Naked Lunch came out.
I was
a student there.
Wow,
it's a big deal. We all made a big deal about it. We're like, he's one of us.
Okay, it's an okay movie. It's not
which?
Not really.
Which do you hear more? Which do you hear more?
I hear more fiction, especially because anytime you're watching the television,
what if you're watching
Fox
News?
Even the news is lies.
You're right.
All of it is.
I'm gonna go with you hear more fiction.
Anytime you edit something, you make it not true.
You know what?
You change it from being true to like a version of the truth. So
I feel like everything is somebody's propaganda. Like what I'm saying to you now is me. Saying what I want you to hear.
You're trying to sell me on some bullshit, aren't you?
I'm trying to sell you on my point of view.
You're trying to sell me on the fact that people and everything is propaganda, right?
Exactly.
And that's propaganda,
you know,
right there.
Right. But it's all propaganda.
You're using rhetoric to convince... Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, don't bring rhetoric into here. He just got out of jail a few months ago. Poor rhetoric, huh?
Man.
He can't get no job now.
Once he gets back out on the court, though.
Change his name to Frederick.
Redrick Jones.
Uh-oh.
You know there's a Redrick Jones somewhere.
I'm sure there is.
God, I just derailed that, didn't I? Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
We were getting somewhere.
Which makes better stories, fact or fiction?
Well, truth is stranger than fiction, according to Bad Religion.
There are a lot of... I mean...
Well, I mean, I guess we're going to accept that even a biopic or whatever, a true, quote, true story is still... somewhat fiction because of what you're saying, editing and the way you're getting it told to you.
Yeah.
But true stories.
What's the question, though? What did you just ask?
What makes a better story? A true story or a bullshit story?
Well, it all depends. Like, if you want to be emotionally moved, like, you're going to cry at the end of true stories more than you're going to cry at the end of made-up stuff. You know, like, the human... When a human being does something extraordinary and it really happened...
Yeah, that's true.
It's awesome.
Yeah, like, if you watch, like, a football...
Yeah.
True football story about, like, wow, they just barely... You know,
or
like,
my
yay.
Left foot or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Or watching any sporting event can be an emotional experience. Usually won't make you cry.
Yeah.
But watching some guys play Dungeons and Dragons.
Like,
like Frodo finally dropping the ring in, you're like, yeah, but that didn't happen. That's pretty epic, but it didn't happen.
But if you see the Immaculate Reception...
But on the other hand,
I was at the Music City Miracle.
Good.
That was awesome.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think we did talk about that.
We get confirmation.
We definitely didn't talk about Peter Weller, because I would remember that.
I'm sure we'll all agree on this one. Oh, what? Friend of the show?
Friends of the show, Stephen Faulkner and Aaron Boyd were with me, so.
Well, good shout out.
Are they listening right now?
No, they have no idea what's going on in my life right now.
On Facebook?
Which is more important to comedy, fact or fiction?
Oh, well.
You gotta
straight down the middle.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Mine is straight down the middle.
I think you gotta have the fiction, but it's gotta be real.
You gotta have setup and punchline. You gotta have fact and fiction.
It's a delicate balance.
You gotta.
Most of the stories I tell as true stories on stage are a fabrication of something that actually happened.
Yeah. I mean, embellishment aside, most of the stuff. Somewhere you sort of actually feel that way.
Yeah.
I can't embellish. I've never embellished in my set. Everything I said is true.
You really banged a Haitian lady named Pilates?
That's a true story.
He never knows when he needs to...
Is Pilates the Haitian lady?
Impersonate an Asian diplomat. He doesn't know when that may happen.
That's true. That's why... Right now, look in my pocket.
Yeah.
You will find a mustard packet.
Don't make me
do it. Is this a hack joke? I told
you. Is it a brown mustard packet or is it...
Oh, I got a hot mustard packet. I never get that far into my set to get the hot mustard.
Grey Poupon.
What is the hot mustard?
You never know when you have to be a sexy Chinese diplomat.
Oh, you need a hot mustard.
Callback.
Son of a bitch.
Callback to the callbacks.
How does that start? Mayonnaise, because you never
know. Ketchup, mustard, salt and pepper, sugar.
You've done relish.
I've done I think.
What was relish?
Have you got a soy sauce?
You never know when you have to.
I've tried. I think
every Chinese diplomat. All can be the same one.
I've tried to do. I never did it on stage, but soy sauce is something about telling a Mexican person who I am.
Soy sauce.
Yo soy.
Yo soy.
What about really.
Relish has like 5 different punchlines that never work.
I heard you do relish when it was like the reverse where you're like, you never know you need relish because you might want to eat a hot dog or something like that. You go back to the thing.
I've done. You never know you're gonna have to fake having gout.
Ooh, gangrene.
Or gangrene. Right. I've done.
Jesus.
You never know we're gonna have to fake really liking something.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
All right. Well, I guess 50-50.
Yeah. For me,
it's a tie.
It's 50.
I have to agree with that one. Who's keeping score?
I am. Okay. You're winning.
Radness.
All right.
Mark wins every show.
Which is kinder?
Fiction.
Yeah, fiction is.
I guess
usually.
It depends on who's wielding it.
It's hard to hear the facts.
I guess it depends who's asking. It depends what they're asking.
I think that's telling about our points of view in the world. Truth is a bad thing to, you know, like the reality of the world we live in is kind of sad.
Oh,
every
hearing that come from Mark makes me feel better about.
That's why I hate the Life is Good shirts. It's like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
You son of a bitch.
Every fact out there has some piece of it that is sad or hurtful where you can make fiction up to be 100% everything you want.
Yeah. Well, the thing is about facts. It's like, maybe Donald Trump made $1 million this year or he made $1 billion.
I suppose it comes down to your point of view of it, though. But I mean, like the ultimate facts that like we are all. You know,
are we still all connected?
Beautiful
to everything?
Stardust. I think we're all connected to
we're all Stardust. Like some kind of hippie.
It is a kind of hippie shit. Thing. So I keep it to myself most of the time. But it's like
we're all Stardust.
Things that are facts are like beautiful things, and because they're facts, they are more beautiful. But I don't know if they're kinder. I don't know. Those are two different questions. I'm sorry.
Hey,
I really dropped the ball.
Here's a little truth that'll make yourself feel better.
Let's
I'm
hear
confused.
It.
All white.
Ooh, he's right. He's got a point.
White. That's a Hail Hitler, and I will not do that.
Smack. Which are memories made of?
Kodak?
I've heard some chilling statistics.
Yeah?
I don't know what they are.
That there are. Just make them up.
I can make them up because everything is bullshit. No, like, you know how optical illusions work? Like, optical illusions, you know, your brain fills in the blanks. You guys playing
first? Her toes just touched. It's gross.
Like, they did these experiments.
Imagine where it sucks.
They did these experiments where, like, a guy will walk into a room and be behind a counter. And he'll drop a pin. And when he goes down, a different person stands up. And, like, a lot of people won't notice that happened because your brain isn't really seeing all the things you think it's seeing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's filling in the blanks. It's making up stuff. So it makes you wonder how much of what you see is just, you know, like your peripheral vision. It's not just blurred. It's like your brain filling in the spaces.
It's like you're
stuff.
Building an environment around you.
Like if you stare at a checkerboard, kind of off to the side, you'll see checkerboard and stuff just because your brain's like, yeah, it's just more checkerboard, whatever. It fills it in for you. So just how much of that is fiction? It's just not real.
Yeah, I feel like I've had memories and then seen pictures of the past and gone, oh, that's my memory.
Yeah, but no.
That's why I remember it that way is because there's a picture of it.
The more times you remember something, though, the kind of more distorted it gets. Like, I don't know, like you remember things wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of. I don't know. Like when I was a little boy, I had a. I know. Are you sick? Is my breath bad?
I'm thinking.
Oh. Have you ever had a memory that you knew was for sure for true, and then you found out later that it was not true?
Yeah.
What was it?
What are you doing?
I'm getting into I'm getting into the inner resources of my mind.
Oh no.
Well, I'll tell you a story.
Maybe
tell
we need to when get I was, an inception and just
I have,
get in your brain and unlock your
I have a vivid memory of seeing what is, it's not a centaur. What is it when it's half goat?
A fawn.
Like a pan, a fawn. I had a vivid memory of seeing a fawn running through the woods when I was a little boy, and it was true to me. It was, it happened. But obviously it did not really happen. It was my imagination, but you know,
I had similar. I thought I saw a sea monster, and mm-hmm. I really believed I saw a sea monster over a cliff while we were driving somewhere in upstate New York.
And the way you keep playing it over in your head,
I had to believe it. I think it was a dream.
It had to be a dream,
really.
Or like, I had a fever when I was a little boy, and I saw giant horses. But I didn't know about hallucinating. I didn't know about it was a real. It's in my databanks as a real thing that happened, along with. Tomorrow, I'll remember this podcast, and equally as real was giant green horses in the woods.
I can still see the sea monster in the distance.
Yeah, I wonder how much of our memory, though, is just us bullshitting ourselves.
God, all of it.
This is so scary.
Don't worry, guys. It's okay.
Can I?
Go ahead. You go.
I don't know. I'm so scared, guys. I didn't know that this was totally going to ruin my entire life.
It's not ruining your life.
No, it's beautiful.
Oh, is this better now? Can I make up my own memories?
You can make up your memories.
Well, here.
Remember that time you fucked Carla in the butthole?
Oh, man.
Carla?
Carlin's?
George Carlin
in his buttholes?
Here's my theory.
Okay. Oh,
you can effectively travel through time by creating false memories.
Oh, how does that theory work? Break that down.
Okay.
So you just convince yourself.
Ask me what I did today, Brad.
What'd you do today,
Mark? I went to work and I set my cube for, or office, corner office, sorry.
Yeah.
Keep forgetting. For 8 hours.
Yeah?
Sean asked me what I did today.
What did you do today?
I went to Six Flags and rode every ride 6 times.
What?
Oh.
That sounds fun. What did you eat?
Well, there's not enough hours in a day to do both of them.
Are we talking about?
But now I've created in the unisphere.
Uh-huh.
Because we're all one.
Yeah.
In the unisphere, that in your mind you see me doing all those things. In your mind you see me doing those things.
Oh.
So effectively,
so somewhere exists a
somewhere
world.
Somewhere exists a world.
That's how people lead double lives.
Whether it's in your mind, it's in your mind or your
lies.
Mind. I've lived a day that never existed.
I'm chalking that up as an argument for fiction.
Yeah. Fiction.
Fiction.
It seems like fiction's the best.
Fiction's so awesome.
This is sort of the same thing. Which is better, reality or fantasy?
Wait, it's just a fantasy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's not the real thing. Oh, whoa, whoa.
The real world
sometimes
is real.
A fantasy.
Real world is weird.
Oh, and I hate to bring up the Matrix for how many time we have, but it's like whenever they woke up to the shit world where they had
it's like, yeah,
it's
like plug
what
me
the
back
fuck
in.
Is that? Yeah, who gives a shit about what's real?
I just want to go back to being a cog.
Right, it all exists in your head at the end of the fucking day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the difference?
Some heady stuff.
Head like a hole.
Black is your soul.
I'd rather die.
I'm going to call out some words.
Okay.
It's a quick word association.
Is this a Rorschach test?
This is a Watchmen Dr. Manhattan test. I'm going to call out a word. You say if it's fact or fiction.
Fact.
All right.
You're going to do it.
He's right.
Wow.
He's winning, Sean.
Ding. Fact.
Time travel.
Fact.
Fiction.
Okay. Fact, but only going forward, never backwards.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
The real answer.
Fact or fiction? Endorphins.
Fact.
Fact, I think.
I don't buy it.
I saw them when I was on vacation at the beach. Those cute little endorphins just up and down.
They're all covered in oil, weren't they?
Yeah.
It's just
aren't they the most endurable endorphins?
It's sad whenever their parents die. Because then they're orphan endorphins.
Orphan endorphins.
I don't believe this. I don't
that
believe
joke gave me a jolt.
Female fidelity.
That's a fact. That can
be
a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
If you kill them quick.
Whoa. Ooh,
they die by the time they're 9.
That made me laugh. Religion.
What? It exists.
He's right.
That's a good point.
He's got me. It's a fact there is religion.
I agree with him.
Not all religion is a fact, though.
Yeah.
No, not
Judaism
all.
Judaism.
Only one is right.
What if two were right?
That'd be two.
What if Christianity and also somehow...
Well, then Christianity wouldn't be right because Christianity says this is the only real religion. Mm-hmm. So by
you
definition, it couldn't be.
I am
well, God
the
works
way
in mysterious ways
that
you don't
life
even know.
Only
for religion...
Me.
But okay. For two religions to be right, one of them could not be Christianity.
Only
it
in
could
the
be
through the lion's
something
head.
And
I know,
something else.
I know
can
that.
Can he prove
I'm
his
saying,
worth?
I'm saying that there's so many other things you have to kind of suspend disbelief for. What if that's one of them?
In Latin, Jehovah begins with an I.
If you're Indiana Jones, you better learn that shit. All right, we don't want to linger.
Jehovah begins with an I.
Female ejaculate.
Fact.
I think that's fact. I still think it's a fiction.
It's fact.
It's gross.
It's fact. I've seen it.
It's pretty awesome.
I hope it's not a fact.
Pretty awesome.
Have you seen it in real life?
Define real life. What is real life?
Ooh, have you seen it?
Whoa!
Have you seen it in fiction? Guys, we're never going to find our way back to our minds.
I've only seen female aliens do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Mexicans say
endorphins faster than light speed. Is that a fact?
Fiction.
Fact.
65 miles per gallon.
Fact.
That's a fiction.
Slow
in cars. In cars.
Boats can do it now.
In cars, I'm saying.
George Washington chopping down a cherry tree. Fact or fiction?
Fact. That's fiction. He never chopped down. That was made up.
Well, actually, there's no way to know. What if he did it and nobody saw him do it?
That's true.
Oh, and did anyone hear it make a sound?
Well,
if George Washington chopped a tree in the woods,
of course it makes a sound because George Washington's there. If he chops a tree down and he's not there,
didn't he have a wooden ear though?
What if he also wasn't there? No, he was deaf, wasn't he?
No, you're thinking of Bach.
Oh, you're right,
Catherine Bach.
No,
is that Beethoven?
No, later Bach joined up with Turner Overdrive.
And man,
right? Well, man came later.
Man was on the sixth day.
That was after he had his. That was after he had his Chinese theater.
Fact or fiction? Holocaust.
Fact. Fiction.
Okay.
Boy, you're so.
Moon landing.
Fact.
Fact.
But what? Not us.
Oh.
Aliens again. Mexicans.
When you swallow gum, it stays in your stomach for fiction. 7 years.
Well. Is it possible that somebody, it stayed in their stomach for 7 years?
Maybe if they swallowed
it.
Does
swallowing
died.
Gum affect do the same thing to everybody?
How would it get stuck in your gut?
I don't think it can.
I think that's just something
there's
that
there's acid.
I don't think it would, acid would dissolve it. I think it would just get flushed out like anything else. What's making it get stuck?
Like in a poopy?
Like in a poop. You're going to poop straight out.
Like in a poopy.
Ah, I got it.
Okay, fiction.
Luck. Luck.
Luck is fiction.
Fact.
Ooh. Really? Well, you're he's lucky. Got the poker to prove it.
Yeah,
luck happens.
Turtles.
Are you sure it's not a
fiction?
Just a good coincidence.
Ghosts. Are ghosts fact or fiction?
Well, can we go back to luck?
Luck.
Yeah.
Here's why luck is real. Because if something has like a 1 in 100 chance of happening, and it happens, then that's pretty lucky. The odds are against it.
See, I wonder if that's true. I think that even if something
it's just a thing. It's
doesn't
chaos.
Seem like it could happen. Well, what if chaos doesn't exist? What if chaos? I mean, the universe is too complicated for us to understand. So something happens, 1 in a million shot, but it happens.
And it's
not really 100 million shot because it's the only way it could have happened because all the little molecules and workings of the universe made that happen.
So it was pretty lucky that it happened.
I don't know.
You could ascribe that to it.
Luck is fiction. You could call it luck.
Luck is really just when
that, like,
you could ascribe it.
Well, here's the thing.
There's a destiny to
it. I see where you're going with it.
You see what I'm trying to say?
I see where you're going with it, but luck is when what's supposed to happen and what's expected to happen doesn't happen. That's luck. It could be good luck.
And something good happens instead.
Like when Brad keeps rubbing the microphone wire through his toes.
That's on my sock. It's not even on my foot.
It's in between his toes. And
that's pretty gross.
Yeah. I mean, I do vocals in this room.
It's pretty gross.
Guys, I'm
I mean,
sorry.
Granted, they're not any good, but.
Dinosaurs, fact or fiction?
Fact.
All right. That's all of them. I'll move on to regular questions.
Okay.
We're getting close to the end.
Okay.
Would you rather have the power to know all truths or
omniscient?
Yes. Or have the power to lie and have people believe you.
It's the same thing.
Ooh. Or is it?
I'd rather
have know all
people
truths.
People believe me.
I'd rather know everything.
That would be the best.
I could win every lottery.
I would imagine.
Yeah, but if you wouldn't need to win the lottery, you could just tell people that. Hey,
if someone
that's
flipped,
my $50.
If someone flipped a switch and you knew all truths.
Hey, that guy told me I could have a free meal, and he would even believe you. He'd go, yeah,
the guy who told you.
Yeah, I did.
It.
Yeah, I did tell him that.
Oh yeah.
I have a worry that if I knew all truths, I would be horrified beyond. You know what I mean? Like
it's like the U.S. Yeah. The UCB upright citizens.
Yes, the bucket of truth or whatever. Truth. Like I think there's something to that.
No.
Where you look in and you see
that. I gotta see it.
It's pretty funny.
It's a pretty good episode.
But I wonder if like,
all truths. Episode. All truths.
You'd rather know all the truths?
Yeah, it just seems so
I mean,
cool.
I think you would be in a position of power either way. Like, if you knew all truths, if somebody's like, all right, you know how fast you're going? I was like, well, I know that you like to dress up like a woman and go to gay. And he'd be like, hey, how do you know all the truths about me? And you'd know that you're about to be pulled over.
But if you could lie and people believe you, you could say the same thing and he'd believe you.
You would know what, if you knew all truths, you would know what to say to get out of whatever trouble. Like if he wanted his free meal, he could say, this guy's paying for my free meal. If you wanted the free meal, you would know what you had to do to get it.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Wow, Mark was right off the bat. It is the same thing.
No, but there
well, my brain's
there may
fucking,
not be a way to get a
free
meal.
For every action, there's a positive. There's always a way to get a free meal.
What?
Anything is possible. The only thing you have to eliminate is your thinking that something is impossible.
Fact or fiction.
Remove all conditions.
To fear.
Nothing to fear but itself. And poor people. Man.
That's not what
fear
your
is a construct of the mind. Listen, bigger dick.
Fact.
Fiction.
It's true.
Fiction in my case.
You can
fact,
make up.
Fact.
All right, guys, I got
Mark's
something to show
case.
You.
Show me your dick. Show me your dick.
You, would, you know what? I would, it. But you want to see it pretty bad.
You need to rein it in, God. Sean, or he'll never show us his dick.
Sorry.
Where are we at?
We're about ready to wrap it up, guys. So what do we feel like? Which is better? Which do we feel like is better?
Friction.
Wow.
Factions. Fractions.
One quarter.
Math joke.
Who wants a math joke?
I do.
Do we have...
I don't want to do one I've done before.
Okay.
Have you done one on the
internet? You've done a lot of math jokes.
I've got a lot
math
of math jokes.
Math joke.
I got to write more math jokes.
Yeah, you do.
Wow, which one won?
Fiction won, hands down.
I don't
Even
think
if
the
it
hands
didn't,
were
I'll
down.
Tell people it did.
It's a fact that the hands
hey.
Are
down. Wow.
I think fiction always wins.
Fiction is the best.
So awesome.
Why would I...
But if
why would anyone want
to
hear
you go to a bookstore, they don't have a fact section. They have a fiction section.
You know what? You guys are both right. And I guess that's a fact.
Or is it?
Oh, my
Oriental.
But then in... but does not compute... Well, what do you say, Mark? Fact or fiction?
Yeah. I like them both. I mean, I'm...
I don't want to close the.
I don't want to close
the
I'm
book
still
on
going
this one.
Fiction.
You both said fiction. Fiction wins.
We should do
fiction
four more episodes on this.
We should do part 7.
Fiction is awesome.
Fiction wins.
Let's do Leonard part 6.
Let's go back. And
wait, I never saw Leonard 1 through 5.
All right, guys. Happy birthday, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary.
God, come on, Gary.
Yep.